Ukrainians went to the polls again today to elect a new president. The country's Supreme Court ordered today's re-vote after the earlier balloting was ruled tainted by fraud. The same two contenders who ran in the first two disputed rounds were on the ballot. Exit polls indicate a landslide victory for opposition leader Viktor Yushchenko. NPR's Lawrence Sheets is just off Independence Square in Kiev. Lawrence, who conducted these exit polls and what do they tell us?
There were three different organizations which conducted these exit polls, sampling quite large numbers of people, between 13 and 30,000. One organization connected to the Ukrainian government through the Academy of Sciences, they were showing 58 to 38% in favor of challenger Viktor Yushchenko. The two other exit polls, one a Ukrainian organization financed by somewhat Western money, showing much the same results, 56% to 41%. And a third organization, which was funded by Western organizations, showing about 56 to 41%. Now, just in the past few minutes, we're seeing the first meaningful results coming from the Central Elections Commission. Much the same numbers, about 11% of the votes counted so far. Opposition leader Yushchenko with 61% to the Prime Minister's 35%. Turnout very high, 78% of the voters turning out, despite the fact that people have had to go to the polls three times in the last 2 months.
Now, as we all know, this has been going on for some time, but just last week, Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych said he wouldn't accept defeat. Still his position?
Yes, he said he wouldn't accept defeat earlier this week. His line has been that this election was stolen from him by the Ukrainian Supreme Court. The Supreme Court didn't have the right to do this, that it was unconstitutional, that pressure was put on the parliament and that 21-member Supreme Court. Now, it's been a very glum scene going along with Prime Minister Yanukovych during the last few days. I accompanied him on the campaign trail several days this week. And today what he said was he still expected to win, but he said if he did not win, he expected to form a very vigorous opposition in Ukraine. So already we're seeing the writing on the wall. No formal concession by Prime Minister Yanukovych yet, but he's already saying that he's ready to lead an opposition if, in fact, he's lost this race.
And official results are expected when?
We're expecting a fuller picture by morning. We should have many of the votes counted by 6 a.m., 7 a.m. That's what the Central Elections Commission is saying, but we already have the first 10, 11% counted, as I said, showing a very wide margin of victory so far for the challenger, Viktor Yushchenko.
It doesn't seem as if there's a lot of voter fatigue here. If there's a 78% turnout, and we know that the electorate has been really active in Ukraine, are the two opposing campaigns still really mobilized, even after all these weeks?
It's been amazing, really, because the street protests have been going on and off for 6 weeks, the opposition street protests, and, of course, people going to the polls three times in 2 months. And the opposition had worried in particular that people could just get tired. They felt that they came out onto the streets. Lots of them participated in this so-called Orange Revolution, a very euphoric period, a lot of energy. They were worrying that their supporters perhaps wouldn't bother to show up at the polls, but they have shown up at the polls. Again, very high numbers, 78% turnout in this country of 47 million people.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Lawrence.
Thank you.
NPR's Lawrence Sheets in downtown Kiev.